What's going on, y'all? It's Mike Styles, and I'm back with another episode. I want you to make sure that you download and share this among your circles. I appreciate it, and thanks for taking the time to check me out. So, I wanted to talk about patience, perseverance, and persistence, and why they matter. You know, we're in a time where we want things in an instant. We want things to happen at the blink of an eye. Everybody is in such a hurry, and they want things in a hurry. Nobody likes to wait. And if we have to wait, we think it's a problem. And so I think that patience, perseverance, and persistence are combinations that are required in order to achieve any goal, no matter how big or small the goal may be. Your success is a result of you working the process, which I think is necessary, you know, for the amount of time that's required. And it's about, you know, being relentless, you know, about the things that you pursue when you know what needs to be done for as long as it takes. You see, perseverance, patience, persistence, I think are things that will keep you going when you're faced with obstacles and challenges. You have to have the patience, knowing that you can effectively navigate through those obstacles and challenges while you work the process. And you're going to run into people and situations that will frustrate and irritate you. And that's a given. But don't get distracted. Don't complain. Don't worry. Because you can't cheat the process. You also can't cheat the time that's required. And it might be possible that you can streamline the process by using different techniques and strategies. But you can't take shortcuts. You can't cheat time. Time is always a requirement. Some things may take a lot of time. Some things may take less time. But again, you can't cheat time. You can't cheat the process. And you'll have to have the patience to know how to deal with it. Another reason why I think that they matter is because being impatient, I think that takes away from perseverance. When you lose focus and you become impatient, you lose a little bit of your perseverance, you know, in the process. And I think it happens when we complain about the process and the time that's needed to achieve or accomplish anything. That's because we're not focusing on what needs to be done. You know, we focus on the obstacles, the challenges, the things that we've allowed to hijack and hold our attention hostage. When I look at people who are impatient, and sometimes myself included, I've realized that we can lose focus on what really matters. We lose focus on what we're really trying to accomplish. Instead of trying to work through whatever issue or situation that we think is hindering our progress, we engage in a lot of non-productive things like blaming others, complaining, getting defensive, and coming up with a shitload of excuses. These impatient attitudes and behaviors that we have are counterproductive. And when we step back, we'll see that we've wasted a significant amount of time and energy on something that didn't bring us closer to our goals. What we think is the problem isn't the problem at all. The problem is the impatience. Another thing as to why I think persistence, perseverance, and patience matters is because I think they'll carry you through your setbacks. Failures and setbacks are things that I believe nobody can avoid. I've had them, and I'm sure I'm going to have some more. And I get it, man. They feel awful. But it's not the end of the world. So we can't avoid it. And if it happens, it happens. because I think when we try to avoid it, we set ourselves up for an even bigger failure, which is regret. When you approach a setback or failure, you know, with the mindset of patience, persistence, and perseverance, you'll look at those failures as a learning experience more easily than just avoiding it altogether. Now, here's something else to think about. Having these three things, patience, persistence, perseverance, I believe that they give you an edge. You gain an advantage that most people without them won't have. And I say that because you'll be more focused and you'll experience less stress as opposed to the person that that don't have that mindset. You know what I mean? When you fail and you allow that failure or setback to consume you, you lose that edge. So I think we have to have an unwavering commitment to what it is that we want to achieve. And I think that it's enhanced when you take those three things and put them together. You'll be able to resist the urge to look for shortcuts and focus more on the long term in hopes of something of more value in the future. And I think you'll get better results because of it. You see, any goal, achievement, and major project, it requires a great deal of patience, perseverance, and persistence. And that's because you will gain the ability to make a sustained effort. You know, a lot of times we're not we're not committed, you know, to what it is that we want or what we say we want. And I think that's because all we look at are the results. We look at the end when we haven't even put forth the effort, a sustained effort towards what it is that we're looking to accomplish. So we got to be prepared to endure before we can reach the final outcome. Ignore the noise, stick to the plan, and don't be so quick to rush to the end. And I look at it like, like planting a seed. You don't plant the seed and then enjoy the fruits that come from that seed in the same day. And you have to look at what you're trying to do in the same way. Just like that seed, it needs good soil, water, and sunlight. And if any of those things are out of balance, then that seed doesn't grow. It doesn't produce fruit. So when shit doesn't work out, go back and look at what went wrong, learn from it, correct it, and drive forward. But I think what scares a lot of us is that we look at the amount of time that we have to put in or the amount of time that we've already put into something. And we say, oh, this is just going to take too long, man. Forget this. I don't have time to deal with it. Things don't happen as fast as we want them to. I mean, it would be nice if it did, but even then for me, I'm a little cautious when things happen fast like that. But anyway, just to wrap this up, remember that anything worth pursuing will take patience, perseverance, and persistence. Your path has to be one that feels natural to you, and understand that whatever you're wanting to accomplish will take time. There are going to be times when we fall short, but that's only temporary. It's not going to happen all the time. But when you reach that point, make sure that you're determined to not let it weigh you down in the process. You've better things to do with your time. Don't abandon your pursuits because it gets difficult. Don't abandon your goals because of the amount of time that's needed for you, in order to get to that goal. Again, you can't cheat time. You can't rush through the process. You can't cheat the process. And I know that's probably, you know, unheard of because we live in a fast-paced world of super convenience and instant gratification. We don't like delayed results or anything that's delayed for that matter. We don't want to face the pain, the heartache, the trials and tribulations that come with it. We often want things to be painless, easy, and simple, but shit doesn't work that way. You're not going to get away with not having to deal with those things. You're going to have to go through it just like any other successful person who went through it, you know, trying to reach their goals. And if you need to, find something that will constantly remind you of the reason why you're doing what you're doing. So that's been this week's episode, real short. Didn't want to hold y'all too long, but Take care. Stay safe. And I'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.